USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is now suing Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging they tried to smear his name and rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, on Newsmax.
The wonderful thing about this lawsuit is that most of it is fact, already proven through many investigations. Donald Trump is not a target. And if you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back. And the days of him taking it, they're not happening anymore.
The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages of over $24 million. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. McConnell made the statement on the Senate floor as the Senate Judiciary Committee held its fourth and final days of hearings for Jackson. A Twitter post reaffirmed his opposition, saying, "I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Iran's foreign minister claims that his country is ready to reach a long-lasting agreement with world powers, blaming the latest failure to revive Tehran's tattered nuclear deal on allegedly unrealistic visions by the United States. Speaking during a visit to Beirut, the foreign minister urged the United States to stop wasting time. Nuclear negotiations nearly reached completion on the deal earlier this month before Russia demanded that its trade with Iran be exempted from Western sanctions over Ukraine. Negotiators have yet to reconvene in the Austrian capital, and it's unclear exactly what hurdles lie ahead. Youth campaigners are organizing a 10th series of worldwide protests against climate change today, with many also planning to call for an end to the war in Ukraine. The Fridays for Future movement, inspired by Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, has called demonstrations from Australia to India and the United States. In Germany alone, 300 protests were planned, with the biggest traditionally taking place in Berlin. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Democrats are looking to give out more stimulus checks because of inflation.
Democratic Congressman from Connecticut, John Larson, is proposing a bill that would provide stimulus payments to Americans to offset soaring energy costs. Larson's bill would provide $100 a month per person for tax filers and dependents. It would be issued the same way as the 2020 and 2021 stimulus checks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
FedEx is raising its fuel surcharge for three of its shipping services. Starting April 4th, FedEx is raising the surcharge for shipping express, ground, and freight. Shipping company says it regularly reviews the fuel surcharge. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now over $4.20. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said he would be open to supporting a limited Build Back Better bill. Manchin made his comments to a group of climate activists and energy executives during closed-door dinners. Manchin reportedly said he would support a bill narrowly addressing climate change, prescription drug prices, and deficit reduction. Sam Runyon, communications director for the senator, said Senator Manchin is always willing to engage in discussion about the best way to move the country forward. He remains seriously concerned about the financial status of our country and believes fighting inflation by restoring fairness to our tax system and paying down the national debt must be the first priority. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.